Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You're invited to those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. All you have to do is join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. I recommend you install the app first, and then just pop in discord.lrn.fm into your web browser, hit the enter key, and you'll be jumped right into our server in the Discord app. Very, very handy. It works well. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek, Jay,
and Mark.
Coming up, what happened in Michigan this week with a mass civil disobedience event on the state capitol steps where multiple barbers joined together to protest the COVID crackdown and give haircuts to people, and without government permission slips. So, therefore, the government goons came out, and they targeted them. We'll tell you what happened. But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And let's go first to Andrew. He's in Pensacola, Florida. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling in about, I just got back from New Orleans, and it's crazy. I went to the French Quarter. Everything is closed. The mayor canceled all festivals, Mardi Gras for 2021. She's canceled all festivals this year, all cruises, all tourism, all everything. That city runs on tourism. There was nothing to do. They wanted my name and number before I was able to even go in the restaurant. It was so horrible. And also, I talked to some people, and they apparently just the other day, the city told all tattoo shops that they were going to be closed indefinitely.
Wow.
And the mayor is there. Her name is LaToya Cantrell, and she is on such a power trip that it's unbelievable. I mean, she's from Los Angeles, apparently, and I guess that's where she gets the socialism, and that's where she gets her the whole Mayor Newsom mini-dictator attitude.
And, so you had to give your name and phone number in order to go inside a restaurant.
Yes. And, you know, and also there's something there that a local had told me that the rats in the French Quarter are actually eating each other since all the restaurants have basically been shut down and they have nothing else to eat. So there's literally like rat wars. And, it's crazy.
In India, some of the cities are taken over by roving gangs of baboons. So count yourself lucky.
Wow.
They're hungry.
it's basically the Detroit of the South.
Damn.
I'm sitting here looking at a chart of deaths in the United States, and every week, right?
Obviously, COVID deaths or all deaths?
No, all deaths.
All deaths.
I mean, 50 to 60,000 people in the United States die every single week of a whole variety of things.
Sure. Heart disease.
I want to show you these shocking numbers, Derek J. Look at the shocking numbers of what one would presume. Anything above the yellow here is a COVID death, presumably.
Huh.
And they're on their way down.
Yeah,
and
steeply.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's almost nothing there. Back in 2 years ago, the SARS deaths or whatever they were almost as high.
Andrew, why did you go to New Orleans, given the city is pretty much dead? What was the purpose?
Well, someone had told me that they had opened up the bars, but it was at 20% capacity. And when I went there, the only bars that were open were the ones that served like bar food. And they didn't really serve any drinks. It's just literally New Orleans runs on tourism, and she completely just shut everyone out of their job. And not only that, the retailers who depend on all the cruises coming in, and they depend on it, they're all just, the only way I could put it is they're up Crap Creek, and not even in a canoe. They don't even have a paddle, a canoe. They're just up Crap Creek, you know?
So you're in Pensacola, Florida. I mean, that's a 6-hour ride from New Orleans?
I would say, about a 5-hour ride or something like that.
Are there no bars open in Florida at this time?
Well, there is, but some friends wanted to go, so I just went ahead and went with them. Because I told them that I wanted to go somewhere, you know, in the Panhandle area, but they were like, you know, like Destin or something. But they said they were insisting on, let's go party in New Orleans. I said, look, they said the bars were open. Bottom line is, now I know why, if you look at New Orleans as a state, why it's shaped like a toilet.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got a guy in our chat room and on our Discord server who over the past couple weeks, I think, has been posting photos. He's been going out, I don't know, like every night or almost every night, it seems like, going to local bars in North Florida where there's no social distancing going on. Everything's just sort of like normal as it's always been. People are playing darts and pool and, you know, large numbers of people.
It's hard to control a bar. I mean, you know, there's people are drinking.
Well, I just don't know what the, I mean, it sounds to me like Florida might be reopening faster than some other places.
Than they wanted to. I went to dinner a couple of weeks ago in Florida, mm-hmm. and they had every other table closed.
So are you saying that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm saying it's a true thing.
Okay. So you were able to go inside the restaurants. And in
yes.
some cases, like here in New Hampshire, you can't do that. They are not allowing restaurants to open indoors, or at least that's what the governor's orders say.
It's going to be real hard to recover from this stuff, and it seems to be all the governors that are doing it.
Recovering. I mean, right? This is not going to change.
Well, it's the fact that people are going along with it.
Yes.
You know?
They're going to keep going along with it because most people do what the government tells them.
That's right. And it's
so
pathetic.
That's never going to change.
No, it doesn't seem like it's going to change. And to come back around to what we were talking about before, the idea, oh, if you don't like a thing, just leave the place and find a better place. I don't disagree. That's why I moved here.
Yeah.
And I like New Hampshire. I think
here where they're not opening the bars? Where they are, where
yeah,
where
New Hampshire's got some serious problems, and it's been a pretty big disappointment, honestly. You know, I expected more from the so-called live free or die state, and there hasn't really been a whole lot of pushback here, and it's been unfortunate.
Nah, I certainly didn't expect the state that I left, Florida, to take the first position as freest state in the union.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What were you saying?
That just because New Hampshire is the live free or die state doesn't mean that most of the people that you know that. Aren't like everyone else in that they'll do whatever the government tells them to. It's just so happens that there's a movement of people who have relocated here, and we're the types of people who want real freedom in our lifetime.
We are, but even
that's,
the libertarians
that's not enough.
Even the libertarians have been split by this whole COVID thing because there's a certain group.
True.
There's a certain group within the libertarians who are like, well, we don't trust the government, but when the medical establishment says a thing, we'll do whatever we're told by a doctor.
Yeah.
And so there.
I think that if you want to stay home, you should stay home. And I think if you want to wear a mask, you should wear a mask.
Yeah.
I think whatever you want to do is something that you should do. And
sure.
That, you know, whatever. But it's when people are telling other people how they have to live their lives. Dear God, you're going to kill us all if you go out there and have dinner on a Friday night. Come on. If you go get a haircut, you're going to kill us.
The way I see it, like, government is like a natural disaster, right? And you just, there's nothing you can do about a natural disaster. Nothing of your, that you can actually physically change.
You just hope your house doesn't, you know, fall down in the earthquake or get blown away by the hurricane.
You do the best you can of being in a place where you think there are the best odds of you having the most freedom, and you live the best life you can. That's it. That is, what else can you do? You're going to bang your head up against the wall, and you're going to get hurt trying to resist any of this stuff.
And not to mention that, I mean, look, here in New Hampshire, the greatest goal that we could possibly have is that we eke out a few more freedoms away from these tyrannical SOBs.
Mm-hmm.
We're number two freest state in the union, right behind Florida. You and arguably number one, depending on how you want to rank things, and mm-hmm. you can do that. I think Cato.org does these rankings. But, you know, you get a few more freedoms, and then what happens? Well, people like freedom. People in the state get richer. They start living longer. All kinds of wonderful things happen. So what happens? All the people who want better lives from Maine and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Vermont, they move in. And what do? They vote the same old crappy way they've been voting forever.
Yeah.
The Democrats get heavier, and then they just expand the state.
So you guys have basically given up then.
I'm
basically.
Oh, yeah.
By and large,
absolutely.
I'm not. not unwilling to do something, but I don't expect it to do anything.
I don't think give up is the right term, but change strategies.
I want to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay? And if it makes me happy,
yeah,
I'll do it.
You should do that. You should be happy.
But if it makes me unhappy, which is by and large what it does, I don't think I'm going to do it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live. What's your strategy?
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
Dynavite does give you quick results. One horse, the first time I fed Dynavite to her, she took off running across the whole pasture as fast as she could. You could just tell she felt great. And it doesn't take much, just one little scoop in their grain. I've been feeding Dynavite to my five horses, and within 2 weeks, I noticed a difference in their coat and their behavior. NASDAQ was a three-year-old thoroughbred, and I only had 8 to 10 weeks to get this horse in shape for the retired racehorse project last year. Dynavite really helped him to relax his muscles, regenerate, rebuild, and stay physically and mentally fit for the job. We got top 20. You do see horses take in these 15 different supplements that are all going to overreact with each other, and I think that would make a very confused horse. Simple is so much better. I get my Dynavite from DINOVIPE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there's no better time than now to start learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You can do that over at Bitcoin.com. They got a great little intro. It'll teach about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. They've got an excellent news section as well at news.bitcoin.com. So whether you're brand new to crypto or you're old school, you'll find some valuable information over at bitcoin.com. Ian, Derek, and Mark in the studio, we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's start with Graham. He's listening in Erie, Pennsylvania via the iHeartMedia app. Go ahead, Graham.
Yeah, hi. That Michigan protest about that elderly barber, I don't think he should have advertised that he was still doing the barber cutting, because sometimes, even if the government says you're not supposed to do something, sometimes you just have to do it, not tell anyone, and hope you don't get caught.
Well, there is something to be said for asking forgiveness rather than permission. But in the circumstance that they were dealing with there and that we're dealing with all across the country, is there's snitches all over the place.
Right. And freedoms aren't granted to those who ask for them. Mm-hmm. Freedoms tend to be granted to those who take them. So I think it's, you know, I think that there's certainly a place for people who just say, yep, I'm going to open up and come what may. Yeah. He's 70 years old. What are they going to do to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that he should. I think he should have just opened up and continued. But I don't think there's anything wrong with speaking about it and publicizing it, because other people need to see it happen. They need to know that it's happening to hopefully embolden them to take similar steps. And if more people were to have followed in his footsteps, and as we did actually see, a number of them did actually gather on the State House steps this week in Michigan and openly cut hair. When you start getting numbers of people together, then you start to get to a point where you can actually outnumber the state. And if you can outnumber the state and their agents and their enforcers, then they're more likely to leave you alone. If you're not all by yourself in your singular protest and you've got backup, right, it makes you more of a force.
To make that point, to put a finer point on that, here in Keene, New Hampshire, at one point we, you know, the activists protest smoking marijuana. A couple of them got arrested, and then the activists walked to the police station and smoked in their lobby, and they didn't do anything about it because, you know, they don't want the fuss.
Well, they didn't have dozens of cops on hand either, and there were at least 3 dozen people in that police station lobby. They probably weren't more than 5 cops in the building.
And they never bothered the activists again.
Pretty much from that point. Graham, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Mark. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, y'all. Mine's more of a question than a comment. I thought that a governor had a 30-day executive order on, like, an emergency, and then after that it was just supposed to be state legislator that dictated what was going to go down.
Are you talking about specifically in South Carolina?
Well, no, I'm talking about it on any state. I thought that, like, the governor had, like, 30 days.
There are some limitations, like, from what I understand,
I bet they vary from state to state.
To executive, or rather emergency order, so-called powers. They do vary from state to state. Sometimes they can reissue, so they can, okay, well, the 3-week window is coming up. We can now reauthorize another one. We have to write another declaration of an emergency order or whatever. And presumably the state legislature could in some way override those things, given that in most places, from what I understand, they are legislatively issued so-called powers. So the governors that are issuing these orders are issuing them based on legislation. They're not, like, constitutional, I don't think, in most places that I've seen, and I have not done deep detailed research on this. I've certainly looked at New Hampshire, but ultimately it's just, you know, people making excuses for controlling others. That's all it really is.
But, I mean, could, like, state legislator, they could overturn a governor's executive order.
Yeah, I think that they could also strip his ability to make emergency orders at all. In fact, I saw the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's been some discussion of putting forth legislation that would actually strip the governor of his ability to issue those emergency orders. But, of course, that's not likely to pass, I suspect. But nonetheless, it is an idea. Mark, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We go to Mary Lou in Tallahassee, Florida.
How are you?
Hi, Mary Lou.
Oh, hi. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to comment on this opening up everything.
Yeah.
Tallahassee, we've been pretty much gradually opening up for the last month. All the beaches are open now. This place is rocking. I mean, I went shopping at Macy's last week. I went to a mall for the first time. So it's like everyone's wearing a mask. Pretty much, and
really?
Keeping the distance. Yeah, I mean,
so
it's
sad.
Like bizarre. And I have to say, I didn't like Governor DeSantis.
Do they go into banks wearing masks?
Yes, they do.
I think it's so interesting.
I haven't been into a bank. I just gone through a drive-thru. I don't know. I don't know. Everyone's pretty much keeping to it. But I have to say, Governor DeSantis got on this. I believe it was this station. About 2 weeks ago, and he met with barbers and hairstylists, and they all had this huge conversation about safety precautions, and I don't have any reservations about anything. So I would have to say, except for South Florida, where there were some problems, the rest of Florida is pretty much rocking. The beaches
wow.
are open. I mean, it's wonderful. So I'm thinking, what's happening to the rest of the country? I mean, are we going to let these governors run our lives? Because this is ridiculous.
Apparently people are going to let the governors
yeah.
run their lives. They seem to
they
be very happy with that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
pathetic.
Maybe we should think about getting not reelecting some of these Democratic governors because
well, they're not just Democrats. They're not just Democrats.
They're not. Okay.
Yeah, here
it
in.
Go ahead.
Here in New Hampshire, there's a Republican governor, and he is just as bad as some of these Democrats.
No matter who you vote for, the government always wins.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And although I will give her this, I mean, it is true that as far as the restrictions are concerned, the states with the least restrictions, they all have them, but the ones with the least of them are the redder of the states.
That's the story of being a libertarian. You just have to sort of pick between the two parties on whatever issue it is.
I don't have to pick anything with these people.
Yeah, the correct answer is neither.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with them. Unfortunately, they just won't leave me alone. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, which is why I think people who care about freedom need to come together. I still believe that is the best goal. And now, even though you guys have sort of changed your strategy, as you were talking about before, not that you've given up, but you're changing your strategy, just kind of trying to, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like live life and do your best to ignore the state. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, I have new information, you know, from having lived my life, made choices as to how I'm going to increase freedom in my life and then see the results of that. I've adjusted my strategy. It's more about accumulating capital and having personal freedom. Personal freedom to do the things that I want to do. If I can do those, then I'm winning.
Do you still think it would be a good thing to move libertarians together to the same place? Would that increase those things?
Yeah, I think that's good for most people. I think it makes us all safer.
Well, I think libertarians need to step up and make the move to New Hampshire as soon as possible, because before you know it, you might not even be able to leave your state. More coming up.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. On this Memorial weekend, people are heading to the parks and beaches despite the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo said beachgoers were following the rules. But in coastal South Georgia, Tybee Island Mayor Shirley Sessions said some beachgoers wore masks, but not enough of them.
I think it's one of those things that is becoming a complacent situation, and I think that people are just thinking that the sun is going to, you know, kill any germs that may be out there, and they've just gotten a little bit forgetting that it's still very real.
Minnesota's governor is easing some restrictions in his state.
Starting on May 27th, places of worship may open at a 25% occupancy if they adhere to social distancing and other public health guidelines to keep congregants safe.
This is USA Radio News. A fire has engulfed a warehouse on San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. It sent smoke over the waterfront, threatening to spread to a historic World War II-era ship before firefighters brought the flames under control. Lieutenant John Baxter with the fire department says this was a tough one to fight.
Throughout the progress of this fire, we did see almost every portion of this building collapse in one area or another.
The Department of Justice has sent a letter to the mayor of Los Angeles warning that an extension of the coronavirus stay-at-home order may be unlawful. Eric Garcetti says the question is, do you want to save lives or not?
We'll be guided by science and industry working together to figure out the steps forward. And last thing I'll say is there's no, you know, city in the world that right now doesn't have some sort of orders and restrictions, because we know this virus kills. Full stop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Joe, you dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance, and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We go to Stephen Zeiler. He is on our Discord call-in lines.
Yeah,
calling us from Portsmouth. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Speaking of strategies for getting more freedom in these times, I moved to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as a part of the Free State Movement. Mm-hmm. And there, you guys are right. Lots of people around here do exactly what the government says, or whatever His Excellency, you know,
mm-hmm.
Now, whoever's in power. But there are others who don't care or aren't even paying attention to what the feds or the governor or whoever says. And I think it's really important. You guys said it's very important to get together with people, but I think even more importantly, to connect economically with people who are disregarding these silly rules.
I agree.
Like, I go to businesses who, you know, once the couple weeks were over when it seemed like this pandemic, like this was months ago, it seemed like there were 2 weeks maybe when you should have worn a mask, maybe. Once that was over, some businesses, they stopped wearing masks and they didn't have any rules about it. And so I only go there, you know, and mm-hmm. places who are just blindly following the rules. I mean, there's a place nearby I wanted to go to. They don't accept cash anymore. They're like literally afraid of paper.
Wow.
Cash. They're afraid of it. So I don't go there anymore. I'm not going to go there anymore.
Right.
And it's really happy that I can connect economically, because that's really what matters in your life. Everyone's talking about going to stores and bars and malls. Well, if you only go to places where they're run by people who prefer freedom, then you're going to have way more freedom.
But your choices are severely limited in that case, at least in my experience. Now, it seems to me like even business owners who appreciate freedom are still afraid of the government. So it's one thing to say, if I'm going around and I go out all the time, right? Like I my life has not changed one bit because I work from home generally, but I'm always out doing things around town or whatever. And so when I'm out, if I'm at out shopping somewhere, I'm taking note, you know, whether it's in the grocery store or at Walmart or just walking down Main Street or whatever, I'm noting in my head what percentage of the people, what portion of the people am I seeing wearing masks and what portion not. And I'm seeing a decent percentage of people who aren't wearing masks out and about. However, most of the business owners are too afraid to do anything outside of whatever they're expected to do.
I don't know that masks are even a good thing to you know, rate this by. I wear a mask when I go out because, for one, I like the idea of wearing a mask when I go out. Like, wow, this is really awesome. They can't track me with facial recognition
software.
They'll
just track you with your phone.
They could if they wanted. If I
they
wanted
will.
To, but
they
I could,
are.
I can put my phone in a little Faraday cage, and suddenly I'm not being tracked.
I'm not telling you it's a perfect situation, Mark. But at a glance, if I can see that half the people are wearing masks and half of them aren't, at the very least, I know the half that aren't afraid. And so those are the kinds of people that I'm
in the car.
More likely to, if they're afraid, then they're going to go back to the car and get it. So those are the people that are more likely to be people who I could appreciate. And so I'm taking note of that. But with business owners, and I don't want to name names here, but there's a particular local business that is, I know for a fact, freedom friendly. Okay, and you guys know who these folks are too. They make some really delicious food in this area. And I said to them, because the gentleman who is the owner of the shop had a mask that was pulled down when he was dealing with us. And I said to him, hey, I just want to say I appreciate the fact that I can see a human face. Mm-hmm. I find these masks to be inhumane.
Yeah.
I think they reduce the ability for you to make contact with another human being and connect with them and see their expressions and have a real human interaction. And so I complimented him for doing that. And that's when he made a statement about how he has to play the game.
Yeah.
He has to play the game, not only because the government's going to come down on him, but also because there's a certain number of customers that he has that expect him to do this. And mm-hmm. he says it's kind of like this tricky process of figuring out what this customer wants versus what this other customer wants. Because some customers are like me. We want to be in normal world where we can actually, you know, deal with a human being like another human being. And then there's these other customers that want to be in the medical authoritarian state world where they want everybody to have a damn mask on. And this poor guy, he's just trying to, you know, make food for people and you know, make people happy,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's stuck in this difficult place where not only does he have two different viewpoints from at least two different viewpoints from groups of customers, but the group of customers who wants to have this medical authoritarian state is more likely to call the state on him and snitch him out. I was at I was at another business today where, again, another, I wouldn't say he's a freedom person, but he's, you know, friendly enough to cryptocurrency, and so I like him for, you know, those reasons. But at this other business that I was at, I was told that the state has been targeting him, that the city gang has come to and issued him some sort of a written notice or some sort of a threat because there's too many people on his porch. There's too many people that are eating outdoors. So in New Hampshire, you can legally have people eat outdoors, but there's all these stupid rules that are, you know, attached to it. All the tables have to be 6 feet away from one another, and people have to be in masks. And, of course, no one's in a mask outside on this porch. Not a
Why would you be in a mask outside?
Not a single
And how
person.
Could you eat with one on?
Oh, well, you're allowed to take the mask down while you're eating.
Yeah.
According to the government's arbitrary rules. But no one's wearing a mask outside. Only the staff from the restaurant are wearing masks. And nonetheless, from what I was told by one of his staff members, people, snitches, who've driven by, have taken photographs of the people eating on the porch, sent the photographs into the city, and city gang members came down and threatened this man.
So this is what I'm talking about, like, we're on a plantation.
Yeah.
And it used to be a little more free, but when you scare the sheep, they're going to get all upset, and people are going to get whipped if you try and do anything outside of what the masters allow on the plantation.
Well, so that's the hard part because, you know, while there's a bunch of people in New Hampshire who want this, they want the freedom, the business owners aren't willing to put their freedom on the line.
No.
Understandably, it's not why they got into business to do this, and as a result, the medical authoritarian state gets worse. What do you think, Stephen?
Look, you're totally right. There are way fewer options when you only go with people who are more aligned with what you believe in. And yet our actions every day compound over time to where before you know it, your life is totally way more free than it could have been in the past if you hadn't taken just small adjustments whenever you saw someone who was more friendly toward choices and freedom. And so, yes, you can see a reduction in your options, but in the long run, personally, I'm way happier now that I don't even have to think about should I go to this place or that place. I go to the place that's more honorable, and I'm happy. But then also, it's very important to know that in 3 weeks or two solid weeks, we have an opportunity to serve each other economically at the New Hampshire Freedom Festival. It's a competition to see who can bring the most goods and services and earn the most money from other people who love freedom.
And I suspect there will be wide violations of the social distancing rules that these government goons have put into place.
It's just going to be people living their lives.
The New Hampshire Freedom Festival. Well, that's what they don't want to happen. Stand by, Stephen. If you don't mind, stick with us. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have planned, because I think the NEPAY Dome is coming back to the Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products
products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the details on what happened in Michigan this week with a massive barber protest. People standing out in front and sitting out in front of the state house, receiving and giving haircuts to folks. You can, we'll tell you more about that coming up here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Go to freetalklive.com. That is where you can download a myriad of episodes for more than a decade at your leisure. You can, of course, watch us on our webcam feeds while we're live and or later on. Head over to freetalklive.com where you can do that. We got Steven Zeiler still on the line with us. He's calling us from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, at AnyPay headquarters. AnyPayInc.com is y'all's website. AnyPayInc.com. Really outstanding blog, by the way, Derek J, that you posted to the AnyPay blog, which folks can go and check that out. It's all about Bitcoin Pizza Day that happened yesterday. And Steven, I think you were at this Bitcoin Pizza Day as well.
I was at the Bitcoin Pizza Day. It was such an honor to connect with another person who owns a business in a nearby town who loves freedom, especially freedom and choice of currency. And he doesn't just do what the authorities say, you know, only use the dollars, which everyone can see now are losing value rather rapidly. And that's like your listeners probably hear about Bitcoin all the time. But it's awesome to connect with people who actually want to accept Bitcoin in their business because it's a clear indicator that they're thinking.
Mm.
And they're not just doing exactly what the authorities or the media have been telling them for so many decades.
Now, I read the story last night that you wrote, Derek J., and I thought it was really well done. This business owner approached you guys, isn't that right?
Yes.
That's always cool when that happens, right?
Yeah, I had been meditating on it and, like, really intensely, and then the next day this guy in the morning just walks in and, like, bang, bang, just...
Sign me up.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's so cool. It's nice when you don't actually have to go out there and, like, shake the tree to find somebody.
Yeah, it's like the stars are aligned. Yeah. It was a really good moment in the universe.
When did he come in prior to... Like, how far in advance of Bitcoin Pizza Day did he come into your shop?
A couple of weeks.
Okay.
You know, so he came in, he set up AnyPay in 2 minutes flat. Was like, wow, it was really easy. He had to run... And
it's that easy. You just download the AnyPay cash register app.
Yeah, right? He had an advantage because he already had a Bitcoin wallet.
Okay,
so he was
That'll
able
save
to
save you 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was able to copy and paste those addresses. Couldn't
Perfect.
Believe that he could take a payment that easily. I was like, wow, that's
right.
it.
And
that's
everyone's reaction. Right. Well, of course. I mean, if you're a business owner and you've ever set up a merchant account with a credit card processor, it's like days and days and waiting and forms and approvals and, you know, technical. Just, it's a mess. It's so confusing.
Well, this is easy. It's an app. And then you can take Bitcoin.
And other cryptocurrencies.
Right. And if you put in your business name and location, then you get added to the AnyPay map. So that's pretty cool. When people pay you, you know, other people who want to use Bitcoin can find you. And we went to his business, bought some hot wings and some beer.
Mm-hmm.
He
was this before
payment.
Bitcoin Pizza Day?
Yeah, just to do a test run, you know. And then he was like, wow, my cashiers could do this right from their phones. And
right.
So before Bitcoin Pizza Day, I went in a little early, showed the cashiers how it worked. They were happy.
Perfect.
Everything's great.
I love it. Steven, what else did you want to share with us tonight? Was there anything else?
Yeah, so at the Freedom Festival coming up.
Oh, yeah, right.
For people who don't know, like, the most important... Okay, so I was listening to the Tom Woods show today.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awesome economist, very popular for libertarians. And today's show was all about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the New Hampshire Freedom Festival.
Oh, great.
And... He realized how important it is to get together in the face of all this nonsense. But the one thing that they missed, which is the crucial component of the Freedom Festival, and which is my favorite part, is people creating a market to serve other libertarians for profit. And it's really the most awesome place. There's so many people who will provide services in exchange for bitcoins or currencies that are more open-minded than just the mainstream media currency.
Well, and, last year there was a lot, at least at ForkFest, of cryptocurrency use. Mm-hmm. I think almost every vendor there had AnyPay installed and was accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash. I think those were the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, not so much. BTC, Bitcoin, not so popular. But a lot of people taking Bitcoin Cash, and it was a huge success for alternative currencies, and it was thanks to you guys.
Yeah, and this year we are making it even easier for people to accept payment. Even when they're not present at their campsite, there's a lot of items you can buy and leave money there to get things. And also, even when the merchant has a spotty internet connection, we've made ways to accept payment without even having to be online at all. So that's really cool. Because it's in the woods. And so I'm looking forward to, we will be there helping anyone at all who wants to easily accept new kinds of bitcoins. In their business at the Freedom Festival.
Now tell me about the dome before you get into that and whatever the end was. I saw something.
The end is the dome.
Yeah, I didn't look at the details. Are you guys like hiring people to help put the dome up this time around? What's going on with that?
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. So for anyone who wants to earn some Bitcoin, we're paying $20 an hour on Monday, June 22nd. If you're going to be at the beginning of the festival, which lasts 2 weeks through July 5th. And at the end also to help us take down the dome, you can help us, and it's really fun. So anyone coming?
I did
to the
it last year, and I had a great time. It was the best, in my opinion. It was the highlight. The entire event was putting up the dome.
It was pretty fun.
It's going to be less exciting this year, Mark, because we kind of know how to do it
now. I know.
So
right. Well, I do, too. I'm ready to go there and just be in charge for free. No, okay, no. Now we got to put this one in.
Good. Mark's the foreman.
Last year we learned the hard way because we tried putting it together at night, which was a big mistake. We couldn't tell the difference between the orange and the yellow colors on the ends of the pipes.
That was bad.
Couldn't figure out why it wasn't going together right. But it ended up being really cool.
This year will be
great. Yeah, it did.
And anyone who wants to come by the Dome at any time, we'll help them learn how to use Bitcoin or use it more effectively or use it when they're offline. And then also on Saturday night, right in the middle of the 2-week festival, we are having the Space Disco.
Ooh.
And it is a space, outer space themed costume dance party. And it is the biggest party happening at the festival, without a doubt.
Oh, it's the biggest party happening above a certain parallel.
You may be right. This may be the only party happening in all of America.
Right. There's no Burning Man this year. They canceled Burning Man, so the Anypaid Dome is where it's at.
If you want to wear a space helmet to protect yourself from respiratory infections, then that's perfect. But it's going to be awesome, and it's a couple dollars, but you have to pay with Bitcoin to get in. It's very exclusive. But we've hired some amazing lights performers, and there's going to be people, dancers, and great music. It will be a blast.
Very cool. Steven Zeiler from AnyPay, thanks for giving us the rundown. And, of course, this is all coming very soon. So start making your plans to get up to New York.
Last thing about the festival this year, there's way less regulations and rules. Basically, it's like we almost have destroyed all of the authoritarian nonsense related to the Freedom Festival. For anyone following along the saga, there's going to be no official events, there's no paid speakers, and there's only a few rules that they still are kind of clinging on to. But it seems like anyone can go to this whole festival, and all you have to do is get a campground, and definitely anyone's welcome to purchase a ticket to the Space Disco.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Steven Zeiler from AnyPayInc.com, and we're going to continue with other of your calls and thoughts. We have Jeff. He's in Port Orange, Florida. Jeff, you're on Free Talk. Ooh, wait, that didn't come up. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir. Please.
I just wanted to make an observation. I haven't heard anybody make it yet. The first Batman movie, I think it was Jack Nicholson as the bad guy, the Joker, whoever it was.
Yeah.
And he somehow or another poisoned all the toiletries and cosmetics, and no one could use them. And all the people on TV, the announcers were starting to show up, with pimples on their face, and they couldn't get haircuts and hairstyles and all that. And I just thought it was really unique that the first thing, they closed down and there's, pandemic thing, was the fact that it was all toiletries and cosmetics and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought it's very prescient, that somebody picked up on that, back in the movie in the day, almost like they read the future. You know?
Wow, I have not seen that movie in 30 years or whatever.
Right, so however long it's been.
Don't remember anything about it. Jeff, thanks for calling and sharing that
with us.
Maybe
I should.
I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.